la 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 la.
Shalom, et ahana lashiur.
Hello, the preparation for the lesson prepared for us the South American and Latin Kli groups. We'll read our first excerpt. Each gift that he gives to his friend is like a bullet that makes a hollow in the stone. And though the first bullet only scratches the stone, when the second bullet hits the same place, it already makes a notch. And the third one makes a hole. And through the bullets that he shoots repeatedly, the hole becomes a hollow in his friend's heart of stone, where all the presents gather. And each gift becomes a spark of love until all the sparks of love accumulate in the hollow of the stony heart and become a flame. Because the difference between a spark and a flame is that where there is love, there is open disclosure. Meaning, a disclosure to all the peoples that the fire of love is burning in him. And the fire of love burns all the transgressions one meets along the way. Again, from Rabash, letter 40, excerpt number 1. Each gift that he gives to his friend is like a bullet that makes a hollow in the stone. And although the first bullet only scratches the stone, when the second bullet hits the same place, it already makes a notch. And the third one makes a hole. And through the bullets that he shoots repeatedly, the hole becomes a hollow in his friend's heart of stone, where all the presents gather. And each gift becomes a spark of love until all the sparks of love accumulate in the hollow of the stony heart and become a flame. Because the difference between a spark and a flame is that where there is love, there is open disclosure. Meaning a disclosure to all the peoples that the fire of love is burning in him. And the fire of love burns all the transgressions one meets along the way.
Sadna Peila.
Active workshop. Each friend gives his friend a gift in order to ignite the fire of love. Again, each friend gives his friend a gift in order to ignite the fire of love.
Okay, I want to start by saying
How great you are, how special, how loved you are. You warm my heart, and from the lesson until now, it was felt how the ten is entering this Yom Kippur together. How do we care about all the friends to be leaning towards the Creator and not to anything else, to feel how every moment is an opportunity to be sanctified to the Creator, and with your help, you can actually examine all these moments where you discover your true nature, the Creator created, where you're in the world to receive, and to be in a request for correction.
Yes, what gift, just to activate the request to the Creator and not let go of this request. To be a part like Him in between you, to ask for you during the lesson and in all the lessons, to give all my might now as we're entering a new year, but mostly now in the lesson, to simply activate that request between us and to join to it all the tens, all the world kli, and all the friends that can't participate now, and not let go of them.
We got a great privilege this holiday, so special for anyone who studies. Indeed, this ability to ask for forgiveness, not for some seemingly bad deeds that we've done in this world, the way most of the world does, but because we did not realize our choice, we didn't ask. We know that everything is there's no us besides him, and what did a person even ever do? What did he choose in this world? But this choice to tie everything back to the Creator, to bestow to the friends, this is always, always open before us, and the Creator does not interfere with that. And we need to be grateful, on the one hand, that we got the privilege to do it at every moment, and on the other hand, to also ask for forgiveness from one another, from the bottom of the heart, forgiveness from the Creator that we did not connect, we did not turn to Him, and to take a certain commitment, a covenant that we will tie ourselves in connection and a greater attitude of love, and we care about one another.
There's no greater gift than the fact that we simply have these moments of grace every day to be together. And today we even heard that the greatest teacher is actually you, the friends, the ten, in our study together by sitting together and reading an article of Rabash several times a week, by us meeting each time. There's no greater gift than that. Only that gift can truly draw this force that will change us and give us our true role of implementing it and passing it onwards.
Excerpt
number two. The righteous in that world have several sections over sections, and the highest of all sections is for those whose love of their master is tied in them, since their section has become tied to the whole that rises above all, since the Creator is crowned in it with love. That whole, the highest one, is called love. And everything stands on love. As it is written, much water will not be able to quench the love. Everything stands on love. Question for an active workshop. We compose a prayer asking and demanding to reach complete adhesion until the end of correction. We compose a prayer asking and demanding to reach complete adhesion until the end of correction.
Chagai.
We're composing a prayer, asking and demanding to reach complete adhesion until the end of correction.
Okay.
We want as much as possible to adhere all the states and everything we go through from within and from without to correct our attitude towards the friends and through that to the Creator. And to see in this whole external world some big machine that just helps us in the framework of one another to correct ourselves and be like the quality of bestowal and to do it for the sake of the friends and the Creator.
We ask you to correct the bad that you created in us and to correct us with love so that a vessel of bestowal will be formed through which you will be able to bestow and correct the rest of the world.
For us to be able to identify you behind every state, behind every moment, behind every detail of this reality, every thought, every speech, every action, and forgive us for all those times that we didn't ask, that you gave us an opportunity and we didn't ask, that we saw that you showed us that we're opposite and we didn't ask, where you sent us help and we didn't ask. And really correct our ego and help us see that just like we need to, all that we need to do is to persist in our request for you and good gratitude from within, because we have no king but you. We just want to be worthy to merit the privilege to serve you in adhesion and bring you contentment.
Question for a silent workshop. Ask the Creator to invert the evil inclination to the good inclination. Let's ask the Creator to invert the evil inclination into the good inclination.